Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
That's the crowd at the TD Garden. They're not booing. They're showing their appreciation for another big save by Bruins goaltender Tuukka Rask. Rask is playing the best hockey of his 12-year career, and the way he plays in the Stanley Cup final starting Monday will go a long way in determining whether the Bruins win the Cup over the St. Louis Blues. WBUR's Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer takes a closer look at Rask and his playoff dominance in 2019.
In the zone, that's where you want a goalie during the playoffs. And Tuukka Rask is there, even if he doesn't know exactly how to define it.
Being in the zone, I don't. Nobody knows what that means. You know, it's just, you know. But yeah, like the way I usually want to play, I want to play calm and you know, make myself look big and you know, maybe even make it look easy.
He may look big, but Rask is a wiry 6'3", 176 pounds. And he's easygoing, someone who takes the good and the bad in stride. Right now, it's almost all good, with Rask snaring shots out of thin air or blocking them with a shoulder or a leg pad or really any body part available. During the playoffs, Rask has allowed just 32 goals in 17 games, and he's posted an eye-popping 942 save percentage and two series-clinching shutouts. So, does it feel any different when you're posting playoff numbers like that, when you're in that kind of zone? According to Rask, it doesn't.
You know, like I've felt good for many, many months. I think it's just the way, you know, when you're seeing the puck, you know, you feel comfortable. So you just try to stay mentally focused and sharp, night in, night out, and you know, not get rattled about anything.
Even when the shots come one after another, like they did during Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Final against the Carolina Hurricanes.
Back into Tuukka Rask. Look at this stop. The first one, and then the second one. The third one without his stick, and then the fourth one.
In the first period, Rask made 20 saves. To put it in perspective, that total is closer to what you'd expect for an entire game, not a single period. After the game, Bruins defenseman Charlie McAvoy talked about Rask's performance.
I mean, it just such a calming presence for us. Tuukka stood tall for us, allowed us to come in intermission and just 0-0 and reset.
The Bruins head into the Stanley Cup final on a 7-game winning streak. And coach Bruce Cassidy knows they couldn't have done it without Rask between the pipes.
Tuukka's been very consistent. Usually if you're going to get on a roll, your goaltender's going to have to win a game for you somewhere along the line or steal one, whatever you want to use. But he's going to have to be there for you. He can't have a bad night.
Why hasn't Rask suffered through a bad night? It goes back to the regular season, when Cassidy managed the goaltender's workload. Rask finished this regular season with 45 starts. That's a career low for him as a starter, not counting the lockout-shortened 2013 season. Yaroslav Halak, a former NHL All-Star, essentially split goaltending duties with Rask this year. The result? Rask entered the playoffs fresher than ever, and he has Halak to thank for that.
You know, he's been such a big part of our group, Yaro, all year. I've been on that side, you know, not playing in the playoffs, so, you know, he's been, you know, like I said, really a big part of our group, and you know, happy that he's my partner.
With Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Final set for Monday night, Rask, the Bruins' all-time leader in games played by a goalie, knows what to expect and how to handle high expectations. In 2011, Rask had a front-row seat for goaltender Tim Thomas's historic playoff run to victory. In 2013, Rask was the Bruins' number one goalie when they lost to the Chicago Blackhawks. Now, he's got another chance to win the trophy.
Every year is a new year. You always think you have a chance. And I think, you know, past few years, we've really built something special. We have a great group of guys. And, you know, really just happy to be part of that.
Yeah, it's true. The Bruins have a great group of players who are peaking at just the right time. But if Boston wins the Stanley Cup, One big reason will be because Rask was in the zone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shira Springer.